Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. David has called in from Illinois. I'm Vincent Finelli. Italy, headlines, Yahoo News. Italy is sealing off entire towns and canceling major events. After 322 cases and 12 deaths, made it the most infected country outside of Asia. Now, what do you think is going to happen, class, to the economy of China after people who buy their products realize that they've been making substandard products, that American manufacturers have quietly shifted manufacturing from the United States and other countries to China? I wanted to buy a pair of sneakers. I went on the internet, I looked on eBay for a pair of sneakers, and I can't stand the thought of these light, ultra-light, fabric-removed, material-removed sneakers. I wanted heavier sneakers. I would buy them, you know, a heavier sneaker is more valuable to me than one of that's made with mostly air. And so I looked up sneakers in my size on eBay, and I typed in the letters NOS. It stands for New Old Stock. Meaning, y'all got any sneakers out there that were made a while ago that actually have material in them, that are heavier, that are new, but they're old stock? I found a pair. $328 for a pair of old but not used sneakers. It's crazy. Found another pair for $120 or $112. And, I mean, these are pretty big numbers for sneakers because I wanted the older type, the kind that would last longer. I've given up on that. I've given up on trying to find sneakers. That's where we are today. We have turned over manufacturing to China, and China is in trouble because of the coronavirus that we believe is man-made, and it got out, and it is threatening the world. And there's something that really frosts me. Now, there's a trailblazer, and he's not the real, actually, now he's not the trailblazer, but he's one of them. He came on after the trail was blazed. His name is Rush Limbaugh. I feel bad for him that he has cancer, and it's really, really serious. Well, he said something that I had to call him to task politely yesterday, and well, the day before, I guess. And he said that, well, his listeners are called ditto heads. I'm not really sure what a ditto head is. I think that means that they say ditto. Ditto means repeat. So whatever he says, they say. So praise the Lord, Rush Limbaugh, thank you so much, because I wouldn't know what to think if it weren't for you telling me what to think. I think that's what that means. Well, he said something like, I'm paraphrasing, that the coronavirus is a common cold, and it's being weaponized to bring down Donald Trump. Okay, here's what he said. The coronavirus was, quote, a common cold, end quote, being, quote, weaponized, end quote, to take down Donald Trump. So here's a guy that's saying that, you know, you have to think about newspeak here. Okay? So if you put that together, you'd be led to believe, well, it's common cold and no big deal. We don't need to worry about it because Rush Limbaugh said it and I'm a ditto head and everything's fine. That's nuts. Absolutely nuts, in my opinion. I think what he did was tout the party line to keep the stock market up as best they can, because there's a panic going on, and there rightly should be a panic going on, because this thing is darn serious. It's a killer, and it's gotten out, and it's spreading across the world like wildfire. And Rush Limbaugh said, here's the quote, quote, "It looks like the coronavirus is being weaponized as yet another element to bring down Donald Trump." Then he said, "I'm dead right on this. The coronavirus is the common cold, folks." That's what he said, according to Yahoo. Can you imagine that? It's also in MSN.com. Do you believe that? Do you believe that, class, that a cruise liner with 6,100 people would be denied port of call because of a common cold? Seriously? Do you believe that airliners would be shutting down routes to China because of a common cold? Do you think that Italy would be in lockdown in many cities because of a common cold? Do you think the Chinese would be blocking their roads so that other Chinese can't get into their little villages because of a common cold? Do you really think that? That's crazy. This is real, Gwyneth.
It's like this. Whole Native American nations were wiped out because of a common cold back in the day. Okay? So what he's saying might be technically correct, but it probably is downplaying it. This is a weapon. Okay, we are now in the boot of all the Native American tribes that, you know, in the days of Christopher Columbus and the Pilgrim Fathers, of what happened to them. And it wasn't the Pilgrim Fathers' fault that they brought the common cold with them, that our systems are as vulnerable to this new coronavirus, this novel coronavirus, as what their systems were to them, novel coronavirus. Novel coronaviruses are extremely dangerous. Yeah, that's been proven over and over and over again. I just wanted to say something to Vincent, okay, and I want everybody to understand. I mentioned a little while back that I bought almost $400 worth of food. I want to mention, if there's anyone in the class who has any ideas that when it gets really bad, they're going to find out where Gwyneth lives, they're going to be introduced to Lucille, okay? Yeah. they're going to, I've already determined that if I ever get marauders coming up my driveway, that they're going to pay for that food with their own lives. So they better not do it. I just thought I'd better point that out. That needs to be very carefully understood. The Victoria Police have told all of the farmers around here that they are entitled to shoot trespassers on site. Okay? Because of the problem of cattle rustling, you know, sheep rustling. These cattle rustlers and sheep rustlers can be quite vicious, and the Victoria Police have basically authorised farmers to use lethal force against trespassers. And I'm a farmer, and I firmly intend to, you know, take them up on the offer of, you know, if you have trespassers, we can't get there. You have to look after yourself. I fully intend to look after myself. But like I said, that needs to be very carefully understood. I'm not a threat to anyone, okay? I'm out here on my own land, so I have no intention of being a victim. Absolutely no intention of being a victim. I am a reincarnated pirate and highway woman, and I am a gangster widow. So if anyone thinks that they're going to come and find out where Gwyneth lives and go and raid her place because she's this little old widow out in the middle of the bush, they have got another thing coming. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Well, sort of. Here's why I'm saying sort of. It's kind of tongue-in-cheek. Because, how do I say this politely? Well, if someone comes down our driveway and they look in a specific direction, they will see pre-positioned targets. And that means that they have crossed the line of fire. That's what that means. So we're not expecting visitors to.
I have to say that very carefully, and I know that we are being listened to.
Yeah,
I know that.
Yeah,
and I want for people who are listening to understand what Victoria Police's policy is on farmers and trespassers in this part of Victoria. And I am only saying what their policy is back to them. Okay? And, you know, this is their policy. They say, well, you're out in the middle of nowhere. We can't get to you. You have to look after yourself. That's basically what they've said to all the farmers in the district. And I don't have firearms, but I'm not unarmed either. I do have other projectile firing devices. And I have Lucille. And I have farm implements. And, you know, so there we go. I want for people to understand that. And I want, you know, for people to not get the idea that they can just come over to Gwyneth's place and, you know, help themselves. Does that make sense?
Well, I don't think anybody's going to come here and say, hey, Vin, listen, appreciate, you know, your advice and counsel. And listen, I brought some tools, and I'm a really good gardener, and I'm here to help you. I don't think that's going to be the case.
I don't think they're going to do that.
No, I think it's going to be more like I'm really hungry.
I fall over myself with shock.
Yeah. No, and so what I'm trying to say is that in all directions on our farm, there are targets. You know, targets that we plink at, you know, to keep proficient. All directions. So pretty much any direction that someone might come here, you know, while we're still here, is like in the line of fire. Now, why am I saying that? I'm just saying that so y'all know. Please don't come here. Please. I'd hate to have to clean everything up. And I was looking up outdoor wood furnaces. And the EPA, around 2014, 2015, decided to clamp down on wood stoves. And they thought that, you know what, these things are terrible. And you can burn all kinds of things. I mean, you can burn Christmas trees. You can burn evergreens while they're green. You can burn green wood, meaning wood that has not been seasoned. You can burn dried out wood. And they could be used for, if you have animals that die, you can put them in there to prevent disease. What if you have medical waste? Well, the EPA has clamped down, and they don't think it's right to trade in your old stove for a new stove because, heck, somebody might use your old stove. So now you have a problem getting rid of disease by fire. We'll be right back.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Couple news items. For Lent, 40 days of fasting, the Pope would like the internet faggots to give up on their trolling. Even the Pope has had it with this internet trolling. These people who just have nothing good to say about anything. So he'd like you to give up. We've said that way before the Pope even thought of it. But we've had it with these internet faggots too. And so I just want to let those people who have tried to send me emails, you're wasting your time because I don't read them, and they go into a spam filter, and the internet faggots have been blocked. So I don't want to see what they have to say. I don't have time to see what they have to say. I'm not interested in what they have to say. And another thing I'd like to share with y'all is that this is a pretty big piece of news. There was a massive explosion last night on the West Coast. There was a refinery that blew up, and it is the largest oil refinery plant on the West Coast. That means California. To those of you in the, no, I'm not. The fireball was visible from 20 miles away. Marathon Petroleum Corporation's refinery in Carson, California, blew up around 11 o'clock Pacific, p.m. Pacific time. So there was a cooling tower that blew up. Now, what does that mean? Well, Marathon has not said, geez, you know, it looks like prices for petroleum products are going up. They haven't said that. However, if you saw the fireball, you would say, yeah, I think that plant's shut down for a while. And if that's the case, I would expect that petroleum prices are going up. Now, let's relate this to the coronavirus. Let's say people are coughing and sneezing. And some of those people work there. Do you think that they're going to be allowed to work there with other people possibly contaminating the entire refinery? I don't think so. How about this? There was an Italian bus driver who, the French police surrounded this coach, meaning a bus, in Lyon, France, after it arrived from Italy. The bus driver was coughing. And so the French police stopped this bus. And I don't know the actual process that they went through, but I believe that a whole bunch of people were detained on this bus from Italy to France. Now, class, do you want to get on a bus? You want to get on a bus to go, I don't know, or a subway to get from here to there and then find out that you're under quarantine for the next month? Now, what does that mean? What does that mean to your family? Let's say you have little children that you left at home just for this bus ride. Let's say you have elderly parents that need your attention. Let's say you have a job and you're living week to week or paycheck to paycheck. And now you're out of work, off the clock, no pay for a month. Does that mean you lose your house and your car? What I'm asking you to do is do some soul searching. Figure out what these things mean to you. And do you really want to risk those things for that bus ride? Is it really that important? David, do you have any comments on this?
For example, you brought up about the bus, the trains and the public transportation. I didn't realize this until just the other day. They say over 5 million people a day use the public metro system in New York alone. That's just New York. That's every day. And look at what happened in South Korea with that lady at the church. One person. Look at what caused that country to have it. Now they're looking for 215,000 people that are members of that church. You know, but that's just one place. That's just New York. You know, what if just a few people are on there? And you don't know for a month? You know?
The population of New York City is a little over 8 million people. So if 5 million people are on public transportation a day, that's more than half. More than half of the entire population of New York City is in public transportation every day. Now, if the mayor of New York City weren't worried about the coronavirus, I'd say he's crazy. You have to be worried about the coronavirus. How fast could it spread with half of the population in public transportation every day? That means 100% of the population is in public transportation in 2 days, on average.
Message and data rate.
We'll be right back.
Help! Seriously, I am too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
coronavirus continues to dominate the news, Health Secretary Alex Azar currently facing more heat over the growing threat from the virus in the United States. At a House hearing, Democrats are slamming the Trump administration for budget cuts it made in U.S. global health programs, including at the CDC. President Trump is planning to address the nation today at 6 p.m. Eastern about the coronavirus outbreak. That as CDC experts do say that a larger coronavirus outbreak in the United States appears to be inevitable. The principal deputy director of the CDC, Dr. Ann Shucott, says certain people are more at risk of dying of the virus.
Primarily the elderly and people with chronic conditions like diabetes or heart disease.
The administration's asking Congress for $2.5 billion in emergency funding to combat the crisis. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
So, class, we've been talking about the coronavirus, with Gwyneth Isaacs. David's with us. And, Gwyneth, I've been thinking about the monarchy and how Harry and his mixed-race wife are destroying the monarchy, and they are exposing the costs of the monarchy and what actually does the monarchy do and the greed of the people who are royalty as they call themselves. Did you want to discuss any of that? And also, if possible, I'd like to have you share with us what your thoughts are on the massacres of the indigenous Australians. They would be known as the Aborigines. Sanctioned by the Crown since the late 1700s. Well, let's just kill them. That's what happened. Would you like to share your thoughts on those two things, please?
Yeah. Harry and Megan, you were right.
Could you speak up a little bit? It's hard to hear you. Okay. Could you speak up, please?
You were right. They are destroying the royal family. Princess Beatrix, that's the daughter of Sarah Ferguson and Prince Andrew, has declared that she wants a wedding in May with all the bells and whistles, and she wants the Queen to pay for it. And the Queen's not happy about this, and she wants it to be a private wedding, but she's behaving exactly like royal brat. These people have never done, okay, I'm not talking about the Queen. The Queen works really, really hard, okay? And she has a job, she knows what her job is, and she, I believe she's tried to do it to the best of her ability, okay? But her grandchildren are millennials, are excellent. Basically, and Princess Beatrice, she wants a royal wedding with all the bells and whistles, and she doesn't want any press there. See, she wants a private wedding, and she said she wants one just like Meghan's wedding. Okay, and she's marrying somebody who's not English either. She's marrying a Spaniard. And there's been a taboo for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years against members of the royal family marrying Spaniards. And that's for a very, very good reason. Because it's just been something where every single time in history where a member of the royal family has married somebody from Spain, it's been disastrous. And you can go through and you can find that out for yourself. For instance, Henry VIII and Catherine of Aragon, they married and they had a daughter, and her name was Mary, funnily enough. And she ended up becoming one of the glorious queens that England's ever known. And she just went to massacring the locals wholesale, simply because they refused to be Catholic. And this is the sort of thing, I'm not saying that Princess Beatrice and her husband are going to do this sort of thing. I'm saying that's what happened in history, okay? And because of that, and that's happened every single time there's been some tragedy or other who's been associated with members of the royal family marrying Spanish people. And, it's just creating chaos. It's like they're completely unaware of the chaos that they've even created. They can't see it. Yes, if they want to live like commoners, let them live like commoners. Let them buy a little piece of real estate and actually work for a living like the rest of us do, to build that place up.
Can you speak a little more clearly? It's hard to understand because there is a lot of distortion in this particular segment from your connection. Is there anything you can do to improve that?
What I'm saying is maybe Megan could sell a dress or two and buy a farm.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's a good idea.
Yeah, not near me.
I'm sure there's lots of pieces. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. I don't want her to buy a farm near me, though.
No, not near me either. But, out in the English countryside somewhere.
I think on an island somewhere.
Yeah, that's right. And I don't have any neighbors. Now, regarding the Aboriginal thing, That was a terrible tragedy. That was absolutely horrible, and it was sanctioned by the Crown from beginning to end. And Captain Cook wrongly claimed that this country had no people in it. It did have people in it. Of course it had people in it. But it was basically, that was one of the really, it was a really sad phase in Australian history. But on the other hand, the Aboriginal tribes were killing each other as well. I have to mention that because people won't mention that. And it's the same in the United States. Yeah, the white people killed a lot of American Indians, but they were killing each other too. So basically what happened was there came this new tribe on the scene, and they happened to not have very much melanin in their skin, and then they joined in the tribal warfare that was already happening. Okay? So I believe that if the white man had not come, there would not have been a utopia here in Australia, okay? Because the Aboriginal tribes were having tribal wars among each other, okay? And, the white man came along and he brought it to a whole new level. He brought firearms and he brought diseases, and then the Aboriginal people got firearms, and then they began using those firearms in their own tribal wars, as well as the white people, shooting them. Then they were, they became more efficient at killing each other. But the difference with the white people is that they were a little bit better at enslaving people than the Aborigines were. Because the Aborigines didn't really, the Australian Aborigines, the New Zealand Maori absolutely knew what slavery was and they had slaves. But I don't think the Australian Aborigines had slaves. And that was the thing that was really soul-crushing and destroying for the Australian Aborigines, was that the white man introduced slavery. And that was what probably destroyed them even more than the diseases, even more than the stolen generation, which is, the white man coming in and taking away the Aboriginal children, and even more than, all the other things and losing their land, it's the enslavement that they have had a lot of problems dealing with. And the whole white man system is designed to enslave people. And we here at USA Prepares very intent on not being slaves. And we don't like the system of slavery, of how it's set up to basically enslave everybody in the West, If you are out there, it's very hard to do anything, whether you're white or Aboriginal or Maori or American Indian. We're all in the same boat. We all have to deal with this thinking beast of a system. So, yes, the Aborigines were treated wrong. Yes, it's absolutely wrong what happens to them. But it's happening to all of us now. It's like they used what they did to the Aborigines as a blueprint and said, hey, we've got a really good system here for just destroying families and cultures and, wiping whole nations out. And, yeah, he was just on the Australian Aboriginals. Oh, that worked well. That wiped them all out. Now let's try it on for other groups. Now what other groups are standing around? And then they saw the rest of us. Does that make sense to you? And then they find out these systems on the rest of us.
Yes, it does. And I want to make sure that we're absolutely clear on this. This massacre that started in the late 1700s, typically, I think around 1790, for 100 years, actually until the 1890s, 100 years of massacring people indigenous to Australia was sanctioned by the Crown.
Yeah.
That's what I've learned.
It was.
I'm talking about the kings and queens of England. That's what I'm talking about. This massacre was sanctioned by them.
It was on purpose. And
now
it's been unleashed on all of us.
So now we have the Chinese with this, we believe, to be a bioweapon that was designed to kill people, which is doing just that worldwide. Worldwide. So when you think about buying Chinese products, I suggest you don't buy anything new from China. I suggest we teach them a lesson and show them that we are not interested in this culture of killing people. Who do they think they are? Now, of course, we do the same thing. And who do we think we are? It's an outrage. And I guess when the dust settles and the smell of the rotting flesh starts to dissipate, Lucille's going to come out and work her magic on those who perpetrated all of these crimes on the entire world. I can see that happening. Now, class, I cannot call for that on the radio, so please don't think I'm calling for that. But I can see it happening. I can see all those people who harmed other people being pushed away. Like, you know, I'm talking about the people who tell you what to do, push you around, steal from you, take things from you. I can see that the people who are the victims of them will turn their backs and not help those perpetrators anymore. I think they're going to look at the little people in government offices that are part of the process of selling your house, your property, your farm on the courthouse steps because of your inability to pay your taxes. So they will sell your wherewithal and take the money. I think that's going to happen, that people are going to remember that. Yeah, I remember my daddy's farm, and gosh, it was terrible. We became homeless because they stole our property because we couldn't afford to make a living farming. Because that's a rigged system, too, farming. I'm telling you, class, we sold a cow at auction for 5 cents per pound. 5 cents. We had $17 for the cow. It didn't pay for the fuel to take the cow to market. That was an expensive, horrible lesson. We'll be right back.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Last we've been talking about the coronavirus. We've been talking about the murder of the indigenous Australians by the Crown-sanctioned murder. You know, some people don't think that killing people in war is murder. I think it is. I think that the people who were involved in the making of the coronavirus are murderers. I think the people who caused disease and death are murderers. You know, we think of Teddy Roosevelt as as a great president of the United States. You got to remember that he and his Rough Riders invaded Cuba and killed a lot of people. Killed a lot of people with smokeless rifles. That was their mission, to kill them. And we did. So we probably don't think that we're murderers. You know, the presidents of this country have been involved in murder, but history says that we have been involved in murder. And so is the Crown. And so have the heads of governments of a whole bunch of countries. It's not just those two. But it's hard to say that it's the right thing to do and go in and start shooting people. But it happens. And it's pretty difficult for me to condone the manufacturing of a virus to kill people. It's pretty hard to condone that. It's blown by the wind. It's delivered by a sneeze. It's delivered by a handshake, a sneeze, a cough. And it's transported by the airlines and the subway cars and the buses and public transportation. This is a real problem. Gwyneth, did you have any other things that you wanted to share with us today?
Yeah, they're spreading this on purpose, as far as I can tell. There's just one last thing, because I know we just have a few minutes left. I was mentioning.
Speak up, please, or get closer to a window or whatever you have to do.
Okay.
Please.
I was last week. I was mentioning about the Mustang. Okay. And I sent you an email about this. The Bureau of Land Management in a number of states is doing roundups and auctions of Mustangs. If anyone wants a horse, a genuine American wild horse, okay, for them to break in, these are unbroken horses under 6 years old, between 1 and 6 years old. The Bureau of Land Management in a number of states is doing auctions of Mustangs that they round up. And if they're not sold at auction, they're sold to the dog food man. They're sold to dog meat. Okay? So if anyone out there in the class wants a Mustang horse, they need to get in touch with their local Bureau of Land Management and find out when their next Mustang auction is happening. And that's another thing. I think the Mustangs really, they need to be managed. But people need to be able to go out and be able to round up Mustangs on their own. You know, that I believe that. Because this is the people's land. The United States belongs to we the people. Isn't that right, Vincent?
Well, that's what it used to be. That's what we were taught, but it looks like it...
Now they're making money off of selling these horses. And that's another thing, it's unconscionable. The horses are in the landscape, and I think that the people, if they want a horse, they ought to be able to go on to public land and just go get a horse. I think that that's what they should be able to do. But I guess that the Bureau of Land Management is counting that the generally dumb public will not go and do that. And probably they wouldn't, you know. And like I said, these are not beginner's horses, okay? You need to be able to know how to break in a horse. But for the purposes of apocalyptic survival, you cannot surpass the American Mustang as a form of locomotion, as a form of transport. And as well as that, if anybody really doesn't want a horse, they're also rounding up burros, donkeys, on BLM land. And they're selling them at auction too. So if you want a genuine American wild boar, or if you want a genuine American donkey, burro, then, you know, get in touch with your local BLM and find out when their next equine auction is.
We will do that because Mrs. Finelli would like to have a Missouri mule. David, last few seconds.
I wasn't aware that, the British tried to do the same thing to the Zulus, didn't they?
Execute the Zulus. Yeah, it didn't work. They fought back.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So.
Yeah.
It's in their blood,
I guess.
We're
in a lot of trouble, class. We're in a lot of trouble. Make sure that, if you can, tune in on Friday. And I'll tell you what my thoughts are. Above all, honesty and integrity, what happens next is up to you. Gwyneth, thank you. David, thank you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.